for CRI News. This is Shane Begum. Chinese ambassador to the United States says preparations are in full swing for President Xi Jinping's upcoming visit to the U.S. Cui Tiankai says Xi Jinping's visit will highlight his exchanges with the American people at different levels and in multiple areas. It's the president's first state visit to the U.S., and it takes place from September 22nd to the 25th. He'll first make a stop at Seattle, attending a welcoming banquet jointly held by local government and friendly organizations, and deliver a speech on China-U.S. relations. Following that, he'll meet with a number of business delegates from prominent American and Chinese companies. President Xi will meet his U.S. counterpart, Barack Obama, in Washington, D.C., before attending a U.N. summit in New York. Long March 6, the latest model of China's carrier rockets being successfully launched from the Taiyuan Satellite Launch Center in northern China. The rocket lifted off on Sunday morning, carrying 20 microsatellites into space. It's China's first carrier rocket to use fuel that's free of toxins and pollutants. It's been 45 years since China launched its first satellite into orbit, Dongfeng Hong 1, aboard a Long March 1 rocket. An extension of China's first high-speed railway started service on Sunday. It reduces the travel time between Beijing and Tianjin's coastal commercial district to only 1 hour. The new line extends from the previous terminal in downtown Tianjin to a business district in Binhai New Area. It's part of a bigger plan for the integration of Beijing, neighboring Tianjin Municipality, and Hebei Province. Construction of a railway linking China and Thailand is expected to begin by the end of this year. Thailand's deputy prime minister revealed the news during the ongoing China-ASEAN Expo in the southern Chinese city of Nanning. He said the project to be the first standard gauge railway in Thailand, with a total length of 840 kilometers. The railway from Kunming City in southwestern China will connect Thailand's Nong Khai province with Bangkok and Rayong province. The Thai official suggested the railway could bring about the establishment of special economic zones. Ceasefires have been achieved in three hot zones in Syria. Hailed as permanent ceasefires, the affected areas are Zebedani City near the Lebanese border and two Shiite towns in northwestern Syria. Negotiations were carried out by an Iranian delegation representing the Syrian government and rebels from the Arar al-Sham movement, which is backed by al-Qaeda-linked groups like the Nusra Front. The talks have been ongoing for months. The rebels wanted Syrian authorities to halt a broad offensive on rebel-held Zebedani and Madeya, while the Iranian and Syrian governments wanted jihadi groups in the northwestern province of Idlib to halt attacks on Shiite towns. 26 migrants bound for Europe are missing after a boat sank in Greek waters on Sunday. 20 other people have been rescued. The Greek Coast Guard says a search and rescue operation has been launched. The nationalities of the missing people is not known at this time. So far this year, hundreds of thousands of refugees, mostly Syrians and Afghans, fleeing conflict at home, have arrived in Greece from the nearby Turkish coast. Greek voters have started casting ballots in the country's second general election this year. Former Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras is believed to hold a slight lead in the race against the Conservatives for the helm of a government facing tough economic reforms. Hours before a midnight ban on voter surveys expired on Friday, two polls forecast victory for Tsipras over the Conservative Party chief by margins ranging from 0.7 to 3 percentage points. However, pollsters advise caution, with many recalling the 2000 election that was decided by a mere 72,000 votes. The Director General of the United Nations International Atomic Energy Agency is now in Tehran. Yukiya Amano will work with Iranian officials to implement an agreement between Tehran and the UN nuclear watchdog. Iran and the IAEA signed a confidential roadmap agreement in Vienna on further cooperation after an early July visit to Iran by the director. Iran and the world powers reached an historic deal in July to curb Tehran's nuclear program in exchange for the lifting of international economic sanctions. The Beijing Marathon wrapped up this morning. 41-year-old Kenyan veteran Mariko Kipchumba won the men's event. He completed the 42-kilometer course in 2 hours, 11 minutes, and 37 seconds. Bedlam Sharanet from Ethiopia claimed victory in the women's event, clocking 2 hours, 27 minutes, 31 seconds. The Beijing Marathon's in its 35th edition this year. It attracted around 30,000 runners. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.